again. Memos like Rosh Rabbi Yavin, when is the earliest time you put one kind of mitzvah of Kiyas Rosh Hashachas? Shal Arvis, I'm sorry. Shal Arvis. Mishra Shachahem Mechnasim Lecha B'Trumasim, when the Kohanim eat the Trum, and the Gemara is going to explain in detail what that means. Kohanim is Tameh is not allowed to eat Trum, as a Chiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. They need to go to Mikvah. After Mikvah, they have to wait until the sun sets. So when the sun sets and the stars come out, that's the Zman when Kohanim can eat Trumah. That's the Zman when you can climb the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis.
So Nechnasim refers to
when they come home. Nechnasim means when they come home. Okay. They go to Mikvah during the day. A Kohen goes to Mikvah during the day. And then he comes, then he has to wait until the stars come out. When the stars come out, then he can come home and he can eat Trumah. When he's Tameh, he would not be home. Tameh Chazal, people that were Tameh would not come and live in their house, because everything in the house is Toha. Taras HaKodesh. Ad, when is the Soif Sman Kriya Shema? Soif HaShemor HaYishor, the end of the first watch. The night is divided into three parts, and each part is 4 hours. When the first Mishmar is over, that's when they can, that is the end. So after 4 hours into the night, that is the end of the Sman Kriya Shema. Shalom Aleichem. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is the Chiddush Rabbi Eliezer. This, now the Shemar is going to discuss in detail. When it says Eliezer, is the entire Mishnah referring to Rabbi Eliezer? A very important point for the Gemara. There are two halachas. Best that I can do. When is the? This is a very important point. There are two halachas in the Mishnah. There is the earliest zman and the latest zman. The earliest zman is Mishra Shakayhan Uchnasan Lecha B'Trumasan, and the latest zman is 4 hours later. When it says Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, is Rabbi Eliezer going back on both? Or is Rabbi Eliezer only going back on the second halacha? That's very important for the Gemara. So right now we'll learn Pasha is going back on both. Two chidushim, the earliest man and the latest man. Vachachomim oimrim choylik ad chatzos, you don't have until the end of the first mishmar, which is either, we'll see, is going to be the 3 hours, which either, let's assume that the night starts at 6 o'clock. So it's either going to be 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock. According to the Rabbi Eliezer, Eliezer says the latest time you can say Kriya Shema is if the stars come out at 6 o'clock, so the latest man is going to be 4 hours later, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, it's over. No more. Why? Well, see, that's the whole, sort of the whole daf, is it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, nowhere, that the Zman Kriya Shema is at night. We're brainwashed. You don't learn Gemara, you brainwash, Zman Kriya Shema is night. It's a mitzvah at night. And so what's night? All the halachas of night. Night starts when the stars come out, and it goes until the first thing in the morning. Until Amud HaShachar. It's a toss. It doesn't say at night. It says B'shach B'cha. When you go to sleep. When do you go to sleep? You don't go to sleep the whole night. You go to sleep in the beginning of the night. I mean, time of Chazal, when they their day, there's no electricity, so the day is based upon the daylight hours. When it gets dark, nothing to do, so you go to sleep. You get up early when Amud HaShachar. So the Zman Kriya Shema is the time when you begin to go to sleep. And when is that? According to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, the first 4 hours or the first 3 hours? The Chacham say no, people go to sleep later. You go to sleep, the Zman of Shechiva goes all the way until Ad Chatzoy, 6 hours. Then we have Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says no. Actually,
I'm just missing. What do you say? Until 3 hours or 4 hours?
Ashmoira. It says here in the coin to Rabbi Eliezer. It says at Soif Ho Ashmoira
Harishayna. So the night.
Ashmoira means a watch.
Right.
And the Gemara is going to explain in the next stuff what it means. A watch. A watch means the night is divided into parts.
Mm-hmm.
Three parts or four parts.
Oh, I see.
Each
so
part is called an Ashmoira. 3 hours, 4 hours.
Divided 12.
Right.
You divide to 12. So that,
okay.
that'll be the Gemara in Daf Gimel. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer v'Chol Mechom say at Chatzoy 6 hours. Rabban Gamliel Oimer Ad Shiala Amud HaShachar disagrees. He says you can say Kriya Shema the entire night, because he learns Pshat in the Pasuk B'shoch B'cha, not when you begin to go to sleep, but while you are sleeping. When are you sleeping? You sleep the whole night. So the whole night is man kriyashma. Okay, the Gemara will explain it more deeply. Now, the next part of the Mishnah is really a bayer on the sheet of the Chachomim. In other words, let's take a step back. We have here two opinions, Rabbi Eliezer and we have the Chachomim and Rabbi Gamliel. The Chachom say it chatzois, and Rabbi Gamliel says it the whole night. What's the longest of the Chachomim? When the Chachom say until chatzois, is that the pshat that the choylek may ikar hadin with Rabbi Gamliel, and they fataych b'shoch b'cha when you begin to go to sleep? And the Mela after Chatzos, it's not a time when you begin to go to sleep, so it's not shaykh to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Or no, the MS, the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Gamliel that you can say Kriyashma the entire Zman when you're sleeping. And when it says here, B'shach B'cha, when the Chachamim say Chatzos, it's a gezerah, harchaka. Because if you don't say Kriyashma in the beginning of the night, you'll fall asleep, you'll wake up late, and it'll be too late. So it's not an ikar hadin, it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. That's what now the coming to be mevar in the next lines of the Gemara. So ma'isem ubohu bonav b'beis hamishta, the children of Rabbi Gamliel came to him. I'm sorry, bo bonav b'beis hamishta, and they said to their father, "Father, Rabbi Gamliel, you are of the opinion that Zman Kriyashma is the entire night." So they said to him, "But we do not follow your opinion because you are a das yochid. We follow the chacham." So the first word in Shas is they don't follow their own father's opinion.
How do you see it from the Mishnah? I mean, all I understand.
Understood. We'll see that you read a few more lines. Understood. Mm-hmm. They, even though their father was of the opinion that the Zman Kriyashma is until Chatzos, is until the entire night, the children did not follow the shita of their father, because their father is a das yochid, and even your children have to follow chazal, have to follow the rabbanan, the majority opinion. So they wanted to be mevar, what's the lumdis of the rabbanan that are choylik on their father. Amulo, they told their father, "Ma'isu boban mibeis hamishte." Here from a sudas mishte, "Amuloi loy korinu es shema." We did not say shema. Omar lohem im loy olamur hashachar. If it's not yet morning, chayavim atem likrois yimuchuyif to say kriyashma. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel was mevarer that the chachamim that are choylik on Rabbi Gamliel, it's not because they hold meikar hadin. It's a zman of shchiva when you go to sleep. It's a chumrah. It's only a chumrah. Really, everyone agrees like me. It's as long as the zman when you're sleeping. It's a chumrah. Oh, it's a chumrah. So then you can say kriyashma b'diyev b'tlanam chatchila. If you missed chatzos b'diyev, you can still be mekayim the mitzvah all the way until the morning. Omar lohem. So he told them, "Imloy olam rashachar chayov and atem likreis yimchuyv to say." Not only when it comes to kriyashma, v'loy zubelvad amru elo kol mash amru chacham. Anything the Chazal said at chatzos, mitzvosan meikur hadin ad sheyalam rashachar. And here we give examples. Hector chalav and ve'evarim. When it comes to burning the korbanos, the fats and the limbs of korbanos can be burnt meikur hadin the entire night. Chacham said, "No, you only can burn the parts of the korbanos and the mizbech until chatzos." It's not the pshat that it's me'akev. Really, mitzvosan ad sheyale murashacha. You can do it the entire night, but. And furthermore, another example: v'chol hanecholim liyom echad. There's many korbanos, carbon toida, all kodshei kodashim. You only can eat the basar one day and the following night. Me'ikar hadin, you can eat the meat the entire night until the morning. But Chazal say only eat it until chatzos. It's not an ikar hadin; it's only a chumrah. V'chol hanecholim liyom echad mitzvosan ad sheyale amud hashachar. Meikar hadin, you can do this until the morning. Im kein lama omer chachamim ad chatzos, kidei laharchik odam min ha'avera. Rashi is very good. Rashi fataych is what he means. Harchik odam ha'avera. Im kein the Rashi kidei laharchik odam ha'avera. The asuram beachila koydam zmanam. Kidei shelo yavu lachlan laachar kidei lachlan minaver v'asum v'achila kodem zmanam kidei shelo yavu lachlan liachar amud hashachar v'yischayiv karis v'chein v'kriyashma. The reason v'chein v'kriyashma, just to focus on those words, lezareis es ha'odam shelo yoyim, our person should not say yesh li oid shuhus, I have plenty of time. So it's a chumrah. A person should do the mitzvah immediately. I talked just so a few minutes ago. But in Chumash, and this is parsha, you say every single day. You say every time. Where does that pasuk appear in this parsha? Where does that appear? It's right after Moshe set aside three cities for Ori Miklat. So the kasha is, my inyan zel is there. Moshe set aside Ori Miklat. V'zoy satayr. My inyan zel is there. The three cities that Moshe set aside were not active until they crossed the Yarden and set aside the other three cities. And then the other 42 cities. So when Moshe set aside the three cities, there was no halal, there was no ta'elis. It wasn't chal. It first became chal when they set aside the other three cities, Beit HaYarden. But yet, Moshe, mitzvah bo liyotcha, al tachnitzena. If right now I have an opportunity to do something, don't wait. Even though it's not going to be sholem until much later on. V'zois ha-Torah. Everything in Torah is like, you have an opportunity, don't wait. Chaparayim, right away. And that's not the first step. The first step is to have an opportunity to do something. Don't wait. Don't wait for a later point in time. Now we go back to the Gemara. Now, it's not so easy. It's the first daf, Shas, it's not an easy daf. So don't get discouraged. It gets a lot easier after this daf. This goes now, Shara Gemara.
You said 20 minutes.
What?
No,
we're going till
No, it's fine.
Till my was done, right? 9:15. The mission begins.
The only thing, if you don't mind me asking, sure. I still don't understand how you figured out that they were not holding according to their father.
Because
the Gemara said they came to him.
Yes.
They have an issue. They said, "Amru lo karinu ichema." We have an issue. We didn't reach him out. What you can
but
we come in now?
If their father, if the father holds, you can say kriyash for the whole night. So what's the issue?
Because
there is no issue.
They did not, maybe they didn't know.
They didn't know the father's opinion.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't know what would be the halacha.
And not only that, but why would he say v'leizu levad afterwards? Why is he saying v'leizu levad? If he's saying his thing,
because they knew Chachamim's opinion at Chatzos. So he told him,
so
by the way, what?
Meaning, if they're going
what
with
happened?
Their father,
they must have showed up after Chatzos.
If they're going with their father, they don't know their father's in. Father says it's permissible. It's fine.
Right.
You could have it.
Yeah.
So why is he saying v'leizel levad the Chachamim? Meaning he's saying that I'm leaving.
I'll tell you why. Because based,
so they weren't going to listen to them.
The only reason they had a question is because Chatzos passed. And they didn't know, they came panicking. We didn't know what to do. So he told him, don't worry, you still have time until Alot HaShacharim. By the way, if you are concerned, because Chachamim says until Chatzos, don't worry. And everything else is until Alot HaShacharim. But I mean, eventually it comes to the same thing.
The similar understanding is that they followed the Rabbanon, but they wanted a deeper understanding in the reason of the Rabbanon. Is it because, is there a fundamental difference between the Rabbanon and the Gemara, or is it only a lightweight difference? So let's go. Ta'nei Chakai. The Gemara right away wants to know, what are we referring to? When the Gemara asks a question, when is this man? You wouldn't ask a question unless you first have basic background. There has to be a basic foundation, and now we have the foundation, then you ask a question upon that foundation. What is the basic foundation for this Mishnah? Tana, the Tana of the Masecht of the Mishnah, Heichukai, what is he referring to the Tani when he asks a question? Me'emosai. Vesu, furthermore, Maishnah, if you want to talk about Kriyashma, why do we discuss discuss the Kriya Shema at night? Why not discuss the Kriya Shema of the day? The night, generally, I mean, some things, the night follows the day follows the night, but why is the night in this instance preferred over the day? So the answer is better than the question, because I mean, you can say, oh, what's the big deal? You know, the night first comes night, then it comes day. By Kodshim, the night follows the day. But the Gemara just wants to get a general feel of Tana Hechi Kodik Tani Mei Masai. Where are you referring to? If you ask a question, that means that you already have a basic foundation, because we would assume that the Mishnah would first tell us there's something called a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Period. Now that we know there's something called Kriya Shema, we can ask the question, when Mei Masai? We skip that first step. If we skip that first step, obviously you already have that given. Where did you get that from? What specifically are you referring to? The Sufer, the Momayshna Diktani Ba'arvis, Veresha, why did it say evening Kriya Shema first? Lisnei the Shachris, Veresha, let it say the Kriya Shema Shal Shachris first. So the Gemara answers both questions. One answer, Tanabe Akorkai, the foundation for the Gemara is the Torah, and that is Mordechai Yisoid, that nothing is invented. There's no Chazal, the beginning of Shas. Chazal did not invent anything. Everything is based on Torah. They didn't make up their own rules. Every halacha, every chumrah, every din is based on the foundation of Torah Shemachsav. Torah Shemachsav is a bayer of Torah Shemachsav. Tana Akrokoi. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, B'shoch b'cho, uvikumecho, Kriyashma, this week's parasha. What better do you get? Shema Yisrael parasha. Didn't somebody say the same Ashas? I think who said the same Ashas yesterday? Someone said. Avlal? It's Mam Shinyan and the Yoyma. Parasha Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Shem Lokin Hashem Yochad. What could you possibly want? The Chassid says, "V'shach b'cha uvikumecha." When you lie down, uvikumecha. So the zman kriya shema is when you lie down. So therefore, v'hachik tani. And this is the Gemara's question: zman kriya shema the shchiva emas. When is the zman kriya shema of the morning? Emas. When is the zman of going to sleep, of lying down? And on that, the Mishnah answers: Mishar shehakoyhanim nichnasim leechel b'tumasim when they eat their truma. Period. So we know that's the zman when the sun, when stars come out. That's answer number one. And answer number two, v'bayseima yolof mibirushal oilam. Answer number two, the reason the v'bayseima is only going on
the second question.
The second question. The first answer answers everything. It answers where the Tana is referring to, and also answers the second question of why first night then day. But as far as the second question alone is, you can't do it with the first answer. That's a given. You must come onto the pasuk. But as far as the order, why night and then day? Well, that's the order of the pasuk. First it says when you lie down, and then it says when you arise. But there's another answer that we're referring back to creation. There are tzei dinim. There's din of Adam, and there's din of the Bria. Kriya Shema, there are two dinim in Kriya Shema. The Adam, every person is makabel, and you also makir the oilam, the world has also a kabbalas olmal hashemayim. The bria has an oil, and that starts with erev and then night. Where do we find that? Yivayisem yalof mibriyas shal oilam b'chsev vayi erev vayihi v'iker yoyim echad. Creation came with evening first, then day. In other words, Akashi, okay, that's the case. That's true. Then, what about Sefer the Tani B'Shach? What about the next parak? The next parak deals with the brachos. How many brachos to say for Kriya Shema? So Kriya Shema Shel Shachris Yochim. Sefer the Tani B'Shach. I'm Mevarich Shaim Lefonecha V'Yachas Lechanecha. In Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, he make first Yoitzer Or, and then Ahav Rabo. And then after Kriya Shema, you say, Goal Yisrael. Two, before, one after. Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, there are four brachas. You have Hamarav Aravim, Ahavas Oilam, Geula, and Hashkiveinu. So there are four brachas. And then when the Mishnah, when the Midlet goes to the order of the brachas, first comes day, and then comes night. So it's a stira. When it comes to the Kriya Shema, first night, then is day. So let it say Arvis first, just like it says here, night first. So the Gemara says the answer is that once we are already discussing, once we finished off discussing the day, we were holding in that sugya, So we discussed all of the matters relating to the Tana, Pasach B'Arvis, V'Hadu Tana B'Shachvis, and Adukai B'Shachvis, while we are discussing matters of the morning. So Perash Mili the Shachvis. So we finished off discussing Mili the Shachvis, V'Hadu Perash Mili the Arvis, and then we went back to the Arvis. So night, day, once we're discussing day, so continue discussing the laws of the day, and then we go back to the night. Amar. We are in the Mishnah Mishash, like Kahan Mikhlasim Lacha Betrumasan. When is the earliest amount of Kriyashan when the Kahanim eating their Chuma? Michti, Kahanim was Kalach. Kahanim, when do they eat Chuma? Chuma Mishash says Hakoy Chavit. That's a sugya to itself, which we'll see soon. We'll see that in the Gemara in a moment. But it's a given, we have to accept this as a given. The earliest time a Kohen can eat Truma is when the stars come out. And we're connecting Kriyashan El Shal Shach, Shal Arvis, to the Kohanim. Mishash says Hakachavim. If that's the case, listenay, Mishash says Hakachavim. Let the Mishnah say, when is the Zman Kriyashma? When is the Zman Kriyashma Shel Shachar, Shel Arvis? It's at the time of Tseis Hakachavim. Why do we have to go about in a roundabout way? The more answers, Milsa Agav Urche Kamash Mulan. The Mishnah is teaching us something incidentally. It wants to throw in another halacha, and that is, Kohanim. When do Kohanim eat Truma? When the stars come out, what's the Chiddush? What do you mean? What are you teaching me incidentally? What you teach me incidentally is you don't need kapar. In other words, many times when a person is Tamei, he needs not only to go to mikvah, not only to wait until the stars come out, you also need to bring korbanos. For example, a zav. If a person, a kohen is a zav, or a kohen, or let's say dealing with a yelentzik, a mitzoyra. A person is a mitzoyra. Mikvah, sunset, and then korbanos.
The next day.
Korbanos, of course, the next day. The next day. Only by day. The korbanos only by day. So you may think that a person that is tummy, a severe form of tummy, where he needs to bring korbanos, mechusha kapara, he has to wait until he brings the korbanos in order to be permitted to eat truma. So the Mishnah is telling us no such thing. When a kohen eats truma, you can eat truma even before you bring korbanos. Even when it's necessary to achieve the full tahara, you need korbanos. You never need to bring korbanos in order to eat truma. Someone told me they went to see Mashas last week, and Avraham Shur spoke, and he spoke for a few minutes, 5 minutes. And what did he say? He said this Gemara, and he said that's the whole mussar of the first halacha in Shas. Is don't think you need to be in a state of 100% tahar, tzaddik yisod olam, to learn or to do a mitzvah. You have to jump into the mitzvah. That's the first halach of Shas. The kohanim, they eat shuma. You don't have to be 100%. As long as you do a little bit, you make your attempt, that's good enough. It's one of the halacha. So very interesting is when you learn this, the hashal of the shas is this halacha. Is milsa agav urche kamash malan. When you learn, what's the mile of learning Gemara? You learn these things are what you learn about ox, donkey, about chesh and mishma. A lot of these are not very practical. But the kedusha of a daf Gemara, it totally changes you. Milsa agav urche kamash malan. It brings into your life a whole new dimension of kedusha. It's like you learn a daf. You learn a daf. Kriya Shema is how my nafkamina is business. I mean, in Echnami, the actual thing that you learn Gemara may not always be practical to teach you lessons of what you need to learn about Korban. Not again, Bezman Hazeh, they don't Korban. You don't need true Bezman Hazeh, it's a name. But the Kedusha of the Shach of the Tayyah of the Gemara has an effect on you. And that totally changes your attitude, your hashkafa, your whole approach to life. Milsa agav urche kamash mola. That's the whole yisoy of learning. It changes you. And that's mamish, the first lesson in Shas. Okay, so let's go weiter. The Kapor Lo Mach. Now here we go to the hard Gemara. The Tanu in the Brayis. Ubo Hashemesh, says the Pasuk. Ubo Hashemesh v'toher. The sun sets, and the Koyein is v'toher. And the Koyein, that's what it says by Truma. The sun and the person, the Koyein is tar. So the Gemara makes a drasha. Biashim shay mak makvasa b'lecha b'tshuma v'ein kaprasa makvasa b'lecha b'tshuma. The Gemara makes a drasha. Ubo hashemesh, the sun sets. So what does it mean uba? Uba means to set. Is that really what the word ba means? Ba means to come. Bia means bo, come, enter. But we're brainwashed. We're brainwashed to translate pesukim in a way that really doesn't really fit. Uba means the sun went away. Halach. Halach Hashemesh. But we translated Uba. And then it's Vitoher. And you will be Tahar. And you will be Vitoher and you will be Tahar. So who's Vitoher referring to? The person. And the Ba is the sun. The sun is gone. It's under the ground. Vitoher. I, the person, is Tahar. That's not so simple. Because you can argue and you can say ba, you can tell outside these southern regions very quickly, ba, you can argue means ba means to rise. The sun rises. Right? The sun has come. The sun has risen. Ubo Hashemesh. Vitoher, we can interpret to mean, if you want to be tahar to eat truma, do something. Do an action, a pu'ula, that will bring upon you tahara. What's the pu'ula person has to do to bring upon himself a full dosage of tahara? Bring the carbon. If you have an obligation to bring a carbon in order to become 100% tahar, vitoher, it's an obligation. It's an obligation. That's the obligation to bring the carbon. That l'chayra is a valid interpretation of the pasuk. And the major nafkamina then is that a person wants to eat truma, he has to bring the carbon. He has to go to mikvah. Wait until the sun sets, wait until the sun rises the next morning, bring the carbon, and after you bring the carbon, then you can eat the truma. That's what the pasuk in fact could mean. So why then are we brainwashed to believe Bo Hashemesh means the sun sets, and automatically as soon as the sun sets you tar. So that's the Gemara's dilemma. It says in the Pasuk, the only thing that you need to do to bring it to be tar is Biashim Shemak Vasablach Bachuma. The sun setting is all you need that to prevent you bring the chuma. The ain kaparosa mak vasablach bachuma, you do not need to bring the carbon in order to be able to eat chuma. Now the Gemara says, how do you know this? That automatically means you translate the Pasuk, what means to set, and vitoher. Now this is very difficult. Vitoher, what does it mean vitoher mean? I take it back. I didn't tell you the correct shot. I think vitoher means that you are tar. It's not what it means. It means the day is tahar. It's a little bit strange. But when the sun sets, the day, let's see the more. Mimai, how do you know the high ubo hashemesh? It means bias hashemesh. The sun sets. The high vitoher. And when it says vitoher, it means tiher yoma. Mm-hmm. The day is pure. So Musa Haska, when the sun is shining, the sun is showing, I'm in control. When the sun sets and it's invisible, that's tahara, that's purity. Humility, when you hide yourself, when the sun goes below the horizon, that's tahara. That's the day now has purified itself. That's how we learn Shan the Pasuk. The day is tar. Who told you that's Shan the Pasuk? The Pasuk means Vilma Bias Oyroihu. Maybe the Pasuk means the sun rises. Umay Vitoher is referring its instruction to the person. And my Vitoher, Tiher Gavra, the person should become do a pu'ula, do a maisa, becoming tar. How does the person become tar? By bringing his karbanos. My Vitoher, Vitir Gavra. So the Gemara, and that would mean the person cannot eat truma until he brings his korbanos. The Gemara says, no, Amar Rabba, Amar Shila, Amar Imkain. If that's the correction on the pasuk, lema kra v'yitar. It should say b'lashon tzivui. He should purify himself, but it doesn't say that. In my vitor, it's vitor is in the past tense. It's something that is passive. You don't have to do anything. My vitor her, it means ti her yoima. Kida amriim, which is an expression. Ii arev shimsho, the sun has set. The id keyoma, and the day by the sun setting, the day has purified itself by humbling itself, by going below the horizon and showing that it is, I'm a nothing. I bow before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either means the sun bows when it sets, or the sun is sowing. I'm not so chashev. I come to an end. The day has purified itself. So being that it says that in the past tense, not in the command form, is an indication that ba does not mean rising. Ba literally means to go. To go. You can go up or you can go down. So if the word vitoher means v'yitar, it means if it would have said v'yitar, you should do a mice or do something, then we would have the right to say ba means arise. But being that it says in the past tense, it's passive, that gives us the right to interpret ba mean to set. So literally, when you take out of the Gemara, the word ba does not mean to come. It means to go. We generally translate it, go, which way are you going? It means coming. But that's not accurate. Ba just means to go. You can go this way or you can go that way. So here it means going down, and the male of the sun is setting. Okay. They never heard this halacha. And Mela, they had a dilemma. They Taka did not know Pshat in the Pasuk. They learned this Pasuk in all those ways. And they asked this as a question. What was the question? Hi, Ba Hashemesh. Does that mean be Hashem Shoyu? Does that mean the sun be Hashem Shoyu? The sun is rising. My Vitoher means Tiryom. No, I'm sorry. That means setting. My Ba Hashemesh means be Hashem setting. My Vitoher means Tiryom. The day is setting. You become Tar. Right away, you don't need to bring korbanos. Adilma bias oru means rising. My vitoher means tiagav means the person brought a korban. By bringing the korban, he becomes tar. So they did not hold that there is a difference between the yitar and vitoher. Vada. So how do they answer the dilemma? Vada pash the lomib brisa. The tani says the brisa simin ledavar in the brisa. The brisa supplemented the mishnah and it said say sakoy chavin. It was explicit. Say Sakai Chavim, and Say Chavim means the sun has set. Shema Amino, Yashim Shavu, my Vitor means Toyom, the day is over, the sun has set, and the Tar means the past tense, the day is Tar, and the person does not need to bring a carbon in order to be able to eat Shuma.
This Brysa refers to this?
Yes, Kriyashma.
Or was it not a Brysa?
The Kohanim, referring to the Kohanim. The Brysa explicitly refers to the one of the Kohanim allowed to eat Shuma. At the time of Tzeis HaKachavim, they did not need to wait until they bring their korbanos.
So when
they
here we have a smach,
and therefore, obviously, when it says the pasuk "Bo Hashemesh V'Toher," means when the sun sets.
Right.
And the stars come out, Vitar means the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it meant when the sun rises, that would automatically mean Vitar means do a pu'ul, do a mitzvah, bring korbanos, and the kohen can only chum until he brings the korbanos. Okay, fine. So that concludes that part of the Mishnah. So now we know when it says in the Mishnah, we understand we're two birds with one stone. The earliest time a person was like Kriyas Shel Arvis is when the stars come out. And why didn't it tell us that explicitly? Why did it go about in this roundabout way by telling us that it's when the Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma? It's telling us in the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that when Kohanim, if they are tummy with a severe form of Tumah, where they would normally be required to bring the carbon, they need to bring the carbon. It's true, but they don't need to bring the carbon in order to allow them to eat the Truma. Just go to Mishnah. on sets and they can eat the truma. Amar. Now we have to analyze the exact moment of Kriya Shema. Amar. We learned in the Mishnah. B'shmishah shakrihanim nichnasim lecha b'chumasim. We have a stira. Me'imosai kor shmasash be'ad nishmiya sha'ani nichnas lecha pita b'melach. A new zman. When the poor man, he finishes his work day and he comes home for dinner. He comes home for dinner and he has bread with salt. That is the zman. Now, why an ani? Why not a rich man? Why a poor man? Because an ani can't afford candles. A rich man will wait until later in the evening because he has candles to eat his meal at night. A poor man rushes home early as soon as because he has pleasure from eating. You have to see what is no fun to eat in the dark. You have the hana of eating is to see the food. You don't see the food, you're missing part of the satisfaction of achila. So you want to eat the food when it's light. A poor man cannot afford candles. If he does, he does it when it's still, when it's just, it's, the stars are coming out. Now here, there's a very incredible chiddush. This Tana says, the zman kriya shma is when you go to sleep. So when you go to sleep, right away. Not 3 hours, not 4 hours, not 6 hours, not the whole night. You go to sleep right away. You go to sleep, but when you finish your meal, how long does it take you to meal? 20 minutes? That's it. You have 20 minutes every night to say Kriya Shema. You don't say Kriya Shema during those 20 minutes, you lost out. So the Gemara says, Seifa, the end of the Soif Zman Kriya Shema, without any question, is a disagreement with the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says either 3 hours, 4 hours, Chatzai, so the whole night. And here it says 20 minutes.
I just missed the 20 minutes part?
Because it says the latest part you can say Kriya Shema.
I just remember when you put them into Suzusa, right?
So the Gemara is Seifa.
Right.
So Seifa, the end of the Mishnah, Vadi Pliga, there's no question, Vadi Pliga, there's no question in this room with the Mishnah, because there's no question, because the Seifa says, you have 20 minutes. Here's my dilemma. What about the Reish? The Reish says when a poor man enters to eat his bread. But what does the Mishnah say? When the Kohanim eat Truma. So that means it's a different time. It's a different time. Kohanim eat Truma when? When the stars come out. When does the poor man come home from work?
Before sunset. 20 minutes before.
Maybe it sounds like a little bit 5 minutes early or whatever it is. 5 minutes early. It's not the same. The Gemara says, now this is very important. No, it's exactly the same moment. There's no disagreement. It's just two ways of referring to the same exact moment in low. Only the coin had one same moment in time. Now the Gemara is going to challenge this. Ramini, I'll show you that's not true. Now, you know, this is a little bit confusing. There are going to be 5 Zman, if I'm not mistaken. Well, it appears that I wrote this down because I got all mixed up. There are 5. We're now going to have 5 different Zman. Okay, 5 different opinions. When is the earliest time one can say Kriya Shema? And the names, by the way, keep in mind, we're going to mention Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, what did he say in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer? He's in the Mishnah, he said, until Chatzos. So there's going to be a direct contradiction what Rabbi Eliezer said to what we're going to see now. But anyway, let's keep it in mind. So we have a stira. I take it back. Okay, let's see. One more time. We have a stira. What's stira? Okay, it's a little bit confusing. Masil likoris kriya shema ba'aris. When is the earliest man? Mishosh bnei adam. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. The 5 opinions are next. That's the next section. See, 2 minutes. But one thing at a time. Here all it says is, Mishosh bnei adam nichnasim lechol piton ba'aris shabbosos divrei Rebbe Meir. Now here it says basically a third term, not koyhanim, and not poor man. It says regular people when they eat food when they come home erev Shabbos. Now when do people lechol pitan be'arve shabbosos divrei Rabbi Meir? Now when is that? That is earlier. Look at Rashi. Rashi says. There is no Rashi here. There is no Rashi. Let's go further. Okay. The Shosha b'nei Adam. B'nei Adam nichnas nachpidim the arve Shabbos. See what I mean? V'chachomim oimrim mishosha koyhanim zakoy lechol b'tumasan. Similar to it says that was the brayis that says hakav. Now, here's the problem. It's clear as day that these two zmanim of Tzeis HaKechavim is not the same as B'nei Adam, Nichnasim, Erev Shabbos, to eat their bread. Because it's a disagreement. So obviously, when the Bnei Adam come home to eat their bread is earlier than, say, Sakachov, because there's a disagreement in the Mishnah, in the Braisa. The Gemara is making a very big assumption that the poor man eating his bread with salt is the same exact time as when Bnei Adam come home to eat Erev Shabbos. So now they can't be the same exact time, because since over here in this Braisa is clearly a disagreement, since in this price there is a clear disagreement between, say, Sakhar Chavim, and when the poor man eats his bread, right? That's a given. And if we're going to assume that when Bnei Adam eat their bread is not the same time as when Bnei Adam eat their bread is not the same time as the Ani, we're going to assume that when Bnei Adam eat their bread is the same time that the Ani eats their bread.
It's the same time, right?
So obviously it's a different Zman, because over here there's a Machlokes. So what's going on? So obviously, how can you go tell me if what's the zechel davar that kohanim eat ashenemar vanachnu oisim v'locha? We at this time the building of the bayis sheni. It was very dangerous. The goyim wanted; they were harassing the Jews. So some did work. There were different people. Some did work, and some guarded. And another group of people held spears to guard the workers. Until says Hakochavim. Let's go a few lines and come with the Pasuk. The night was a mishmar. At night we watched the Beis Hamikdash. No one did any work. The hayoyin by day malacha. The more is the question: why do we have to have two psukim? My view, Imer. Bichi tema. Maybe you will tell me. Bichi arva shimsha leilya. When the sun sets, maybe tseis hakachavim is not. Maybe when the sun sets, is the end of the work day. You know, the Ani comes home from work. When does the poor man come home from work? So I'll give you a choice. Either when the sun sets or when the stars come out. So maybe you will tell me that it's when the sun sets, and the reason why it says here in the past they were working until the stars coming out, because they were masmidim. Because they were very diligent in building the base Hamikdash. But that's not a raya for an ordinary poor man. An ordinary poor man finishes his work when the sun sets. So maybe the Zman of the poor man coming home is when the sun sets, not when the stars come out. No, there's another pasuk that makes it very clear that a regular worker, nothing to do with the base Hamikdash, and they did work early and late. Period. But what do we learn from this pasuk? We learn from these two psukim that the work day ends when the stars come out, and that means when the poor man finishes his work, it's when the stars come out. So Kasal Gadaitoch, the Gemara now makes the following here. The Gemara now finishes up the question. We think now, the Ani Bnei Adam Chach Yuhu, the poor man, and Bnei Adam is one and the same. So now we are in a lot of trouble. But the Amar to Ani Bekoin Chach Yuhu Chachon Hainu Rabbi Meir. What do we start out? We start out with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Say Sakhar Chavim." Then we had a Braisa, and the Braisa says, "Poor man." So we said, "Poor man and the Mishnah are the same exact Zman," because there's no Machlokes. Two separate halachas: a Braisa and a Mishnah. Mishnah stars. Braisa, poor man. So we have a right to assume they're exactly the same. There's no conflict between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Now, put those aside. The Mishnah and the Braisa. We have now another Braisa. In this Braisa, we have Bnei Adam and stars. And Bnei Adam and stars are clearly two different times, because they argue in the Braisa. And if you're going to tell me that Bnei Adam is the same thing as the poor man, So and that means there are different times. So then the Mishnah and the Braisa can no longer be one and the same. We start off. We have again, the Mishnah says starts. And the Braisa says the poor man. We don't know. Do they argue or do they not argue? We don't know. So they don't argue. The poor man and the stars do not argue. So we have a Braisa. In the Braisa, we don't have poor man in the Braisa. We have in the Braisa Bnei Adam. And we have stars. And in the Braisa, they clearly disagree. One is earlier than the other. If you're going to tell me now that Bnei Adam is identical to Ani, that automatically means that the Mishnah and the Braisa didn't have to disagree. So the Gemara says, whoever told you that Ani and Bnei Adam are the same? Ani and Bnei Adam are different. So the Gemara says, so Sal the Chamin, the only Bnei Adam Chad Shiruhu, via Marit, we're going to tell him, only the Koin Chad Shiruhu, Chacham Hain Reb Meir, El Shmami, no, Ani Shir Luchud, the Koin must then be there, Ani and the Shirus, they must, they do argue. Oh, that's what we want to say originally, Ani Shir Luchud, the Koin Shir Luchud. The Gemara says, the law, I will tell you that the Mishnah and the Braisa do not argue. And this second Braisa, where there's a disagreement between stars and Bnei Adam, that's because Bnei Adam is not the same as the Ani. The Ani is later, and the Bnei Adam on Erev Shabbos is earlier. They're coming home for a Suda Shabbos, that's earlier. Lo, Ani v'koyin, I'll tell you like you said originally, Chad Shiruhu. But it's the Ani Bnei Adam, Lav Chad Shiruhu. And Mursa Kest, that's therefore so far so good. The Gemara now says can't be. Now we come to the more difficult part. Really, is it really true? We have only 5 minutes, right? Marav is a quarter after?
Yeah.
Okay, so fine, very quick. The only the coin had you, but then we have a stir of Emasai masculine request Shma be Arvin. Mishosh, now here the five paints. Mishosh, the Kiddush Hayoyin, the Arvin Shabbos, Divre Rabbi Eliezer. So first, Rabbi Eliezer says, when Shabbos begins. When does Shabbos begin? Bein Hashmoshes. Stuff again, which is early. Rabbi Yeshua says, Mishosh, the Kohanim, Tom, the Tuharim, Lecha, Bichumasan. Oh, the Kohanim. Kohanim, stars. Rabbi Meir, when they go to mikvah. When do they go to mikvah? During the day. So when do you go to sleep? By day. That's what he's basically saying. At least at this point in the Gemara. During day. When do the Kohanim go to mikvah? By day. I mean, that's the Zman, that is the Zman of Kriya Shema. He goes to by day. Let's see. Lechav Shema, Shakan Tayyim Lechav Shemasan. Amu Lo Rabbi, that's nonsense. They go to mikvah by day and no one goes to sleep by day. So we just ask the kasha, the Gemara doesn't give an answer for the kasha. Let's go further. Rabbi Chanina Emer, Mishosh Oni. Ah, the Oni. Doesn't say Bnei Adam. It says Oni Nichnas Lechav Pita Bimelach. So now, that clearly disagrees with the Zman of the Kohanim, otherwise it would be exactly the same. Hey, you can't give me an answer and tell me, it says Bnei Adam. It doesn't say Bnei Adam, it says Ani. Then we have the fourth opinion. Rabbi Achai, Rabbi Acha, Amer Mishosh, Roy Bnei Adam, Nechmas Allah, Say, Elohaz. Oh, that's Bnei Adam. When most people, the rich, come home to eat, they have candles, that's a later Zman. Now the Gemara says, but the Amad, you're going to tell me, only the Kohen Nechad Shiru, who are Bechlin Nechad Rabbi Yeshua, Elav Shmamino. It's a Raya. Shiura de Oni Luchud, Vishiura de Kohen Luchud Shmamino. So it's clear as day from this second Raisa that they're not exactly the same time. And now the Gemara wants to know if they're not exactly the same time, which one is earlier and which one is later. Hey, Minayim Ochar, the Gemara says, now that we know for a fact that the two must be different times, because in this Braisa there's clearly a disagreement between the two opinions, which one is later? Hey, Minayim Ochar, Mistavra the Ani Mu'ochar, why the Amarta the Ani Mu'ochar? Because if you're going to tell me that the Ani is before Seis HaKlechavim, the Ani Mu'ochar, then Rabbi Hanina Hainu, Rabbi Eliezer, because then it would be the Ani Mukdam, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Then he would be saying exactly the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer. What Rabbi Eliezer is here saying in this Braisa, he was the first one in this Braisa that said it was. Oh, was the Braisa the Emosai? The Gemara assumes now there's no in between. There are different breakpoints. And the earliest time is going to be Mishah Shekidish Hayom. And we don't want there to be another, we can't go, there's no room to move backwards, because then we would be coming upon, we would be trespassing upon the earlier Zman of Eliezer. El Lav Shmamino, the Oni Mu'ukha Shmamino must be that the Oni is late. So in other words, let's go through all the Zman, Lamaskana. The Maskana is, the earliest man is Rabbi Hanina, the time when the Kohanim go to Mikvah. That's right. The earliest man. The next man is the time when Shekidesh Olav Hayom, the beginning of Bein HaShmoshos. The next man is Tzei Sakoy Chavim, when the stars come out. The next man is when the Oni comes home to eat. And the next man is when Stam B'nei Adam, the average person, comes home to eat.
The Oni is after Tzei Sakoy Chavim?
Yes, that's what the Gemara said, because the Oni cannot be the same time as Tzei Sakoy Chavim. It has to either be earlier or later.
So if it's going to be earlier,
you're going to trespass on Rabbi Eliezer that says it's when Shabbos begins.
So what about the Svar that Oni eats will be during the day?
What?
What about the Svar that Oni doesn't have a light and he eats in the day?
So obviously, what does that tell us? That the stars coming out doesn't mean it's pitch black dark. That's what you take out of this Gemara. Mm-hmm. We're not bekeem with this bizman. We're very machm. We hold. Obviously, because since the Oni does have some light,
it's good enough for him.
Stars coming out doesn't mean like we hold today is 72 minutes, 9 inches, pitch black dark already. Obviously, the Gemara is clear, since the Gemara says that the Oni comes from earlier than Stam and the Oni because he wants to eat a little bit, means that the stars coming out is before that and there's still some light. That's a whole halacha. You can see three stars. Nikra Adin, Zman, but they tell Hatzalah members that if you go on Hatzalah call even 13 minutes after Shkia, you should say Baruch HaMa'abdil. Because according to some Paiskim, it's already Shabbos is already over.
It's a Chavim.
We're Machna. We wait until Mamish. It's pitch black until 90 minutes, 70 minutes.
So but Nick, right? You're not coming tomorrow, right?
What? Right. So tomorrow I'm not coming. They also have a shiur tomorrow. They also combine the two shiur in the morning shiur.
Okay.
So Sunday night.
So we're gonna start Dal Amud Aleph Sunday.
Mirz Hashem. Dal Amud Aleph Sunday night. Lechora. 9 o'clock, or maybe, I don't know how we're going to work it out, maybe we want to start at 9 after Mincha.
So who does the morning?
So the Rav.
Okay,
so whoever wants to come up, see
you. Down.